may be seated. Fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Can you hear me all right? Put these speakers up so if you can hear me, brother. I hope I wouldn't have to do that again, but it seems like I got to do it every week, every day. And there's your response, just like that. Just as soon as I start talking, you start taking the offense. Sure you do. Impossible for me to talk without you taking an offense. Now, you're not going to go along with me. Because today, I am the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Made flesh.
Hallelujah.
And I dwell among you.
Amen.
And you like that? Mm-hmm. You just might, maybe, if peradventure, God will show you mercy one more time. Because we have hardened our hearts. And we have stiffened our neck. And we don't want to go any further with that one, do we? Do we? Why don't you quote it? See, you won't even do it. Do you see why you're doing it? Because you don't know the scriptures. How much the scriptures are revealed to you? How much you read that book? See how you're relaxing on that one? Look at you. How much you read that book? That book, the letter will kill you. It even showed how your worship is a sham. See, God's a spirit. And they that worship him worship according to the letter? Huh? And why just look at somebody and say, you know, I don't hardly know what he's talking about. Because I thought, sure, I'm worshiping God.
Thank you, Lord.
No remorse. No repentance. And when the boy talked about it, I lay in my bed. Just before I come up here, I was laying down. Because I got up around and then I got back. And the Lord talks to me. I said, boy, God, if I could just convey to these people what you tell me. Well, if I told you, a lot of you folks would say, God didn't tell me.
Oh, God. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sure you would. Sure you do. Especially if I told you what he told me about you.
All right.
You're rebellious.
Amen.
You're stubborn.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And you know what the result of that will be? You will gnash on me with your teeth.
Okay.
Some of you got some pretty good teeth. I'm trying not to fight with you folks. I can't win with you. Can't.
Amen.
No matter what I do, good or bad, right or wrong, you folk won't fight with me. You'll fight with me. Is that double talk?
No. Oh, Jesus.
Some years ago, I was in the church. Now, I'm trying not to mention these stupid guys. You know, yesterday I heard about a Thanksgiving meal. I heard all who and every single person that was there, every single one, are those that were influenced by this ministry. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. Huh? Hey, I'm talking about your kids, my kids, your family. Every single one of them. And they were having a good old time, eating and drinking. And of course, no, you don't do that. As I sat down to my computer this morning, sister walked in. She says, any moment now. Of course, I knew what she was talking about, but you don't. Because we're not thinking. And look at those looks on there. Come on, pick up your rocks. Come on. Having eyes and just don't see. Having ears and just don't hear. Why? Because they shut their ears.
Oh God. Hallelujah.
Can I go back to the biblical example? Well, which one?
Steve.
It actually says they shut their ears. It literally said that. It's right there in that book.
Glory.
Words are supposed to be life.
Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
It said they actually.
Glory.
It actually said that.
Glory.
It is written.
It's written. Hallelujah.
I wonder what it's talking about.
Okay.
How do you bring it up to the present time?
Hallelujah.
That's truth.
Yes.
And it was present for that time. And it's true today.
Hallelujah. Glory.
All right.
Then they cried out.
Then they cried out.
With a loud voice.
With a loud voice.
And stopped their ears.
And they stopped their ears.
And ran upon him.
And ran upon Stephen.
With one accord.
With one accord. Wow.
Jesus.
What in the world?
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
With one accord. I was really amazed. I laid in the bed, I met in the pillow, and the Lord took me back to the Garden of Eden, where he made Adam and Eve, and they had no clothes on.
Amen.
None.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
And there was no lust there.
Yeah.
So Adam could look at Eve.
Yeah.
Take her anytime, want her? No lust. See, I keep telling you people, I don't operate out of lust anymore. You don't believe me. Because you're so full of lust. You can't picture. After having escaped, who would ever think a man could say that?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Who would ever believe that somebody could say, that's what Jesus, he had no lust. So you could put any woman in front of him, any circumstance, he had no lust. He had no lust for power.
Thank you, Jesus.
No lust for food.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he was our example.
Yes.
That we can live in this world.
Yes.
I used to say years ago, it was wrong for a man to lust after his wife.
Thank you, Jesus.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
Huh? Lust in any situation is a counterfeit for love.
Oh, Jesus.
And boy, have we been deceived by it. Now let me just try to show you how the Lord helped me with that. Because a lot of folk got upset with Brother Brennan, because Brother Brennan preached that Satan had sex with Eve. But that's not true. What actually happened was Satan seduced Eve to try to turn on Adam. Huh? You get it? So she, one day she gives that kind of sexy looking. And lust. When Adam could have had her anytime he wanted her. See, I knew you wouldn't get it. I thought, boy, that is something, God. See? That's really something. You know, Revelations. You know what Revelation is? It's in the darkest night, a light shines. In the night of confusion, the truth comes. What about this generation? Huh? See, that's what I'll say to any of you guys. You ever lust after your wife? Sure, yeah. And you didn't have to. You didn't have to. unless she was enticed by Satan.
That's right.
To try to get you to say, yeah, it's too high for you, isn't it? Just too high, isn't it? Just too high.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You left after the car? We don't have to.
Oh, bless you.
Can't talk to you. I just knew it. A couple of years ago, I was in this church. And I went into this tabernacle and sat down on the platform. It was right there. I was going to call down here.
Okay.
Boy, you folk even have a hard time hearing, don't you? And if you don't listen, you won't hear. What's the difference between hearing and listening? Well, if you listen, you're paying attention. If it's just hearing, you don't know what's being said. Not like that one. Now, which are you doing right now? Are you listening? Or are you just hearing? And I was the devil. Come on, join us. Come on, join him. Come on. You fools. Oh, foolish Galatians. Book of Galatians. Galatians.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, foolish Galatians.
Amen.
First verse.
Oh, foolish Galatians.
Oh, foolish.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You mean, Paul, you're writing by inspiration
yes,
of God?
Amen.
A holy man being moved of God to write?
Yes.
Come on.
Amen. Glory to God.
Come on! You won't budge, will you? You won't concede anything, will you? You won't surrender anything, will you? You're going to hold on to what you got, and what you got is so damn evil and wicked. Now, I didn't know that was the first verse. Believe me, I didn't. I knew it's in the chapter.
Yes, Lord.
But I didn't know that's the way it started.
That's right.
So I have to read it there. Are you reading right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look at me, boy.
Yes,
sir. Hey, boy.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Look, you go ahead. I'll give you all the chance to pop off in your minds. See, your hearts are so far from the times. What's going on?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
Good.
Oh, foolish.
Oh, foolish.
Galatians.
Overcomers.
Oh, yes.
Who have bewitched?
Who hath bewitched you?
Yes, Lord.
That you should not obey the truth.
Do you understand how much truth has come from this pulpit?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Oh, except when I talked about you, that wasn't true, was it?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, foolish Galatians. Who?
My Lord.
Paul said, I know in whom. Well, do you know that who is a byproduct of whom?
Yes.
You see, if you know who it is, you know whom it is.
Yes.
Look, I said that's so beautiful. Now, Paul finally ended up his message saying, I know in whom.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Or do you know whom?
Hallelujah.
Where are you? I believe in him. And you won't believe in me? You won't believe in your brother and sister? You won't believe in the God in them? You damn liars?
My Lord.
You won't obey the truth?
My Lord, bless you, Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to understand what you're doing is willful today. Willful transgressions.
Glory God.
You better be very careful with that.
Hallelujah.
For if any man sinned willfully.
Hallelujah. Glory God. Bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Oh.
Wow. You don't know the difference between a willful sin and a sin. Well, a lot of sins you commit, and they're not willful, you're not even troubled about them, because you know they're taken care of. But that willful sin, and I'll tell you what it is. I will tell you what the willful sin is. It's willingly unbelief. I will not believe.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
Thomas, come on, Thomas. You've already seen my hands pierced. You've already seen me nailed to the cross. You heard I came back to life again. And you just will not believe.
Glory.
Here.
Glory.
Keep on sitting there and you defiance some of you brothers. No, I'm not glad to see you because you're moving yourself so close to the eternal damnation.
Oh, my Lord.
But you know, don't you? Don't you? You don't.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hypocrite. Who shall will not hear that, brother? Now, there's the question. We got to find out. I got to.
Sure.
Even I got to.
Hallelujah. Glory! Jesus! Glory! Hallelujah!
You stiff neck. You know what's wrong with you? Your heart's not right. It will give them perfect peace whose heart or mind.
Yes, Lord!
That's how I get settled. I get up my computer one. What I do today? I mean, what message do I preach today? What do I do? I mean, all these know-it-alls, they just don't know the truth about themselves.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know why God told me about heaven this morning. I don't know why. But I told you how I had an experience like that. I had a woman laying in front of me, absolutely nude.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
There was no lust.
Thank you.
There was pure love. That I actually knelt down next to her. You don't believe this.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
If God spared me from the love of money, or the lust for money, which is the root of all lust, you folk don't buy it from me when I tell you I don't operate out of lust. And then I'll say, but I have. I know all about it. And how God spared me from the love for money.
Amen.
When I had a great opportunity. When I had whole beds filled with thousands of dollars. That I was the only one that knew how much was there. You don't believe that, do you? Do you? I've had God give me 40-some million bucks. And I didn't put none of it in my pocket.
Thank God.
I don't own anything. No life insurance. No health insurance. No automobile. I don't even own my own life. Why the hell some of you folks just get bold enough and stop coming back here?
Oh, glory God.
Just get the hell out and go.
Oh, bless you.
See, folks don't believe that's what God's going to do in this last hour. He's going to cast out all things that offend him.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And right now, a lot of you folk are offense to me. Last night she sent me a newspaper headline. It's not news over here. And if I wouldn't have been up on it, I wouldn't have known what she was talking about. But what happened in that news item was the leader of the Iranian military said, we're going to pay you guys back.
Yes.
And they used the word thunder.
Lord.
Thunder. said, our response will be like a thunder. Well, what in the world does thunder have to do with us? Look at that. There's that Miss Know-It-All again. Mm-hmm. What about thunder?
Seven thunders.
And what I said you're going to have pretty soon? The fifth one. And I said, when the fifth one goes, the other two will be very quick. Well, now, we'll wait and see, Brother Starr. One thing about thunder, you know it's coming. You hear it rumbling afar off. Oh, nobody knows about that either. But the only time you're paying attention to it when it goes, crash! Why don't you folk come on down? Why won't you just say, by God, the way that man says these things? Yeah, you hear thunder far off, you hear rumbling. Huh? But when he gets over your house or over your head and goes, whap, now, you jump then, don't you, huh? See, we're just hearing the rumbling now. Hearing the rumbling. And for somehow we in America, we're going to destroy them with nuclear bombs. And they're going to wipe out our White House. And our Congress.
Yes, Lord.
And our major cities. And they showed us they could do with the Twin Towers. Double witness. Pow, pow.
Amen.
Look at that. You poor folk. I never thought about it like that. Why the Twin Towers? Why not just one? Double witness. Are you shaking your head like that? Instead of saying, woe is me? My mind don't go that way.
Hallelujah.
What was it, 7 months after that? You tell me what took place 7 months after that. God, get the hell out, you damn fools. Sit right there again and defy me, don't you? I was out in Henrietta.
Amen.
Is that the way I said it? This is what you're doing to me again. You're sitting there acting like you know what I'm talking about, but your face is telling me you miss it by 10,000 miles. In fact, I have played that from Henrietta or Huffman. Why won't you folk give me a break? Come on, I could do better by myself. At least I'll hear myself. Why the sepulchers? Somebody start off how I tell you about that story, about that prophecy. Come on, somebody start it off. Hey, you know, I was sitting in a little mobile home that they'd give me to stay in. I actually went through this with you, leading up to this prophecy. I told it on the radio, I told it in the dining hall, I told it here, and this one. Boy, Satan sure blinds the mind, doesn't he? You know where the hearing that goes in the ear, we know where he goes? Into the mind. You don't know that? Your eyes don't see, your mind does.
Amen.
Your ears don't hear, your mind does.
Amen.
I guess that's sort of too simple, huh?
Okay. Jesus.
Remember jumping up, hollering for Brother Kirk, because he operates their board. You folk are not going to respond one way or the other? Well, we go like that. I don't want that. I want a response from the heart,
yeah,
not from the head.
Amen.
Oh, they just love it. They just love it, Lord. Well, I don't know what you mean when you look at me like that. I'm simply saying, stop looking at me like that.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Looking at you, Jesus. Stop looking at him with a look of expectation, with a look of
hallelujah.
A longing.
Glory. Glory
to
God.
Read, brother.
All
foolish Galatians.
Who
hath bewitched you?
My Lord.
That you should not obey.
That you should not obey the truth.
Before whose eyes?
Before whose eyes?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Hath been evidently set forth.
How, Paul? What are you talking about, Paul? What do you mean before whom eyes? Jesus Christ.
Oh, my Lord.
Has been evidently. What do you mean, Paul? Why, John, that's me.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
He was a man that had the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And that's what the Word of God is.
Hallelujah.
An evident proof of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Somebody. I went up to that tabernacle trip. I said, hook me up. What we did, we called over here.
Hallelujah.
Had Brother Mark take the telephone call and put him to the board.
Yeah.
That was not just recorded out there. That was done live on the air. You folk are so beautiful. You're so locked into your mannerism. Natural brute beast.
Okay.
And because they receive not the love of the truth, God sends them a strong delusion. They believe they're all right. I'm responding right in my own eyes. I wish these people that do go off like that would listen, but they don't listen no more. Because I would start calling them by name. Oh, they'll show up when they can brag about what they've done. But you notice they're not going to do it. Challenge them to. You know, every person that's staying away from this place because of their children could come to this tabernacle. I have no restrictions on children coming to this tabernacle. No. No. The only things I have is I'm not supposed to physically touch them. So? But we're afraid, aren't we? We're afraid.
Oh, Jesus. Let your name die.
See, if you evaluate stuff, you say, well, come on, you all gather like you did yesterday in the time when they're telling us not to. You know they're raising houses like that now?
Yes.
Having gatherings like that?
Yes.
You know they're doing that? Yes. I wonder why they're not. Well, see, we practice social distancing. We don't socialize with them. We're not in the social world. I wish somebody say, praise the Lord. So they stay away from us? Goody. We stay away from them. We're separated all to God. That's why I got that project that morning. You got it up there, brothers? Can you lay your hands on it?
Bless you, Jesus.
The prophecy from Henrietta, from Hoffman. It's only about a few minutes long. How anybody can hear that and not know that that was directly from the throne of God. Well, now, Brother Stan, you know, it was you. It would have been you that had done it.
Glory.
Well, it's not me.
Amen.
I'm head.
Glory.
You folks trying to find me, and you're going to find Christ. Christ came into the world.
And the word of the Lord would come to the citizens of the world.
No.
Yea, I would say to you, mankind everywhere, your day of reckoning is now here. All of Europe, all of the Middle East.
Hey, maybe one of you can quote it for me. They didn't quote that book, you know. Because that's what that was, Word of God. Sudden! Destruction!
Glory!
To come upon them?
Like a woman.
Like a woman?
Travail.
Who travailed? A child? And they? Shall?
Not!
You're not going to escape the judgment of God, sir. And if you don't receive his judgment, condemnation's next. You remind me of that every day. I have to die every day. Because if I don't die out to my own desires and things. You don't believe me, huh? They didn't believe Jesus either. They didn't believe Paul. He came to his own.
Yes, he did.
And his own didn't believe him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It doesn't say that. Well, what does it say?
Hallelujah.
The Apostle Paul said one day, receive me.
Yeah.
Why? I've wronged no one. I've defrauded nobody.
Amen.
I didn't lie to you. He said, receive me.
Amen.
Receive the prophet. All you all got faith. But the Apostle Paul said, I've come so I can perfect that.
Hallelujah.
Which is lacking.
Hallelujah.
Lacking. Lacking. Coming up short. Lacking. 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 I didn't know that's in the book.
Because you have not heard calamity upon calamity and tragedy upon tragedy and evil upon evil and destruction upon destruction shall be upon this place, saith the Lord. Hear me, world.
Hear me, world.
I send unto you
Glory.
Prophets.
Glory.
Because you have not heard calamity upon calamity.
Hallelujah.
And tragedy
yes.
upon tragedy.
Yes, Lord.
And evil upon evil.
Yes, Lord.
And destruction upon destruction shall be upon this place.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Say it
here.
Hallelujah.
Have we seen calamity here?
Every world.
Yes. Glory.
I send unto you prophets.
Did God send you a prophet?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Oh, bless
you. You have trouble with that?
Because you have not heard calamity upon calamity and tragedy.
How could you not do that? Wasn't born out of you, that boy.
And evil upon evil, and destruction upon destruction shall be upon this place, saith the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hear me, world. I send unto you prophets.
Hallelujah! Glory.
Well, it's all right. We'll let it go. See, we in this place have been told, no matter what we do, to be ready.
Yes, Lord.
At all times.
Hallelujah.
So whenever something is needed, you're ready.
Okay.
And right now, God needs a bunch of saints.
Hallelujah.
Who are preparing for the coming of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who are abandoning themselves to the will of God.
Hallelujah.
You're not ready.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you think you are, huh?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead, brother. Galatians.
Oh, foolish Galatians.
Oh, foolish Galatians.
Who have bewitched you?
Who? How in the world are you saints being bewitched?
Okay.
That you should not obey the truth.
Some convincing you, you don't have to obey the truth.
My Lord.
Well, what is truth? Ah, there it is.
Glory. Glory. Jesus.
Come out from among them.
Oh, Jesus.
Be you separate.
Jesus.
And touch not the unclean thing. What's the unclean thing?
Oh, Jesus.
Why, doubting? Unbelief?
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Care of this life?
Yes, Lord.
The other morning we were talking about the turkey. And so I asked Sister Rose, I said, when are we going to have it? She says, probably Friday or Saturday. Not on Thursday? No, we're not into that.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We don't have turkey on Thanksgiving because it's Thanksgiving.
No.
We'll have turkey every time we want to have it.
Yeah.
With Thanksgiving. Yeah. What we're saying, see, we don't go to holiday.
No.
All we got to do go be with our family. Bring a bunch of people together who despise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? We'll even defy the world powers to have to get together. Mm-hmm. Why are you folks doing it?
Right.
Why are you sitting so dull on your understanding? I'm looking you right square in your faces, and your face looks so blank.
Oh, God.
I'm wrong, huh? I'm wrong, huh?
No.
Oh,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
How close do you want me to get? Huh? You want me to get right in your face?
Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
I just said something to you. You didn't move.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
What did I say to you? What did I say to you? Right? I just spoke to them. Up there are brothers who work on the board. Isn't that what you were told to help those guys? Huh? Well, then what are you doing sitting there? You can't hear from up there. Wow. So you think you're going to hear better down here? Boy, we're a bunch of having ears and hear not. And he looked on them with anger.
Oh, God.
I'm an angry God.
Oh, Jesus.
God told us how much he loved us. And then he also told us about how he got angry. Oh, God never gets angry.
Oh, God.
Boy, I've had to say that to me for years. Yeah, God said he's angry. So how much wickedness is in you every day? Any wickedness in you?
Amen.
Do you know what wickedness is?
Yes, Lord.
hardness, unmovable, stubborn, stiff neck. That's wicked. Judge me, O God. See if there be any wicked.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Better turn from your wickedness. Your sins are taken care of. But that wickedness. I think about how Stan, the Pakistan devil, the Afghanistan devil. I said, isn't that something? His name is Stan. All them Stans over there, possessed of hell. And they're taking on Jerusalem. The city of God. We're the city of God, folks. He made us, so we're going to become the new Jerusalem. And the new Jerusalem ain't going to go up. It's going to come down. Glory! I wish somebody would get so excited you can't sit still. The thing that amazes me about this generation, and they'll quote scripture to condemn you. I remember old Stan right here. And he's the one that brought back to me.
Amen.
Right here. You ready? I'm still looking for one more thing that God promised me in my final days. Somebody's going to get killed. If God don't do that, we'll never get the fear of God upon these people.
All right. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Because God's been so merciful that he didn't kill none of us.
Right.
We don't walk in that fear no more, do we? Do we? But you see, every day I'm confronted with it. Every day. Every day. I can honestly say, like Paul, I die daily.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
See, my house don't believe me. Change to his own. Oh, foolish Galatians.
Who hath bewitched you?
Who hath bewitched you? You give that devil that much room? Don't give the devil no room.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He'll turn the truth into a lie.
Right.
Somebody'd like to remind you of the truth about you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Amen.
Yeah, you.
Praise
your old flesh is so...
Yes,
that spirit of God is in you. The flesh will kill, but the spirit will make alive.
Glory.
Hey, who's up there? Brother Roger?
Yes, sir.
And who else? Can you all hear me? Then you get the hell up there, boy, and you hear me.
Oh, bless you.
And if you get up there and you hear me, you'll help them guys make sure they hear me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
See? That's what I gave them the other day. I said, help these guys to learn how to do this. Well, up there they got the players, They got the control boards. They got the buttons to push. They got time to remember.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what you came here for, but you got a chance to learn. Time to remember.
Hallelujah.
To recall.
Hallelujah.
To perceive. And no time to be deceived. I've even told you that. Let no man deceive you. If I am a man deceiving you, then you are to run out that door now.
Hallelujah.
I'll never forget old Tim Butler. Of course, he's gone now. When he wanted to leave, he wanted all of his money back, and we gave it back to him, close to $80,000. I've given $60,000 to this ministry, like hell he did.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He gave the money, but we paid off his debt for him. And you gave your life to Jesus, yeah? Like hell you did. He paid your debt and gave you his life. Why would he want your miserable life? Why would he want your life? So he gave you his life. Now that's your life. They like candy.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, did she make Big Sister upset? not too much anymore, right?
No.
Since you got over here.
Thank you, Lord.
You two used to live together.
Yes.
And it wasn't always peaceful.
No.
You know how I know? Because I lived there with you.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I did.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for coming in there.
All because of your mama.
Yeah.
Because she used to encourage me.
Amen.
God, that I never met hardly.
Amen.
But there was a spirit that would come out of her.
Amen. Yes.
Until I still remember her name. What's her name?
Haddock.
You ever hear me talk about her?
Yes.
She's been dead not quite a while, you know.
Yeah.
Don't you know, Jesus is not dead anymore. He's alive. Ever heard me talk about his name? In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We have
really?
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hey, Candy. You better watch it, old sweet change yonkin. I'll do you.
Join me, come on.
All you gotta do is say, join me.
Join me.
And don't you forget it. Never seen someone forget so much. So much how God reached down. Wandering all over the world trying to find God. Hanging with the old Pope of Rome. Trying to find God. Let your old dad screw you up. My God. I got a new day for you to follow. How are we doing? You know what I think about that first time? What in the world ever made me say, when he leaves, don't you plan on going? You live with the man how many years? 5 and a half years. Is he the one that brought you to me, or did you bring me to him?
Oh, he told me you.
Is he? Now, where's he at? All because he didn't want to stop his drinking. And if you ever going to stop your drinking, this is a good place to do it. Oh, we'll give you a little wine. But hey, we're not going to make any more wine.
All right.
We're out of grapes, aren't we?
No, sir.
Oh, no, sir, what?
I got 8 grapes.
Smart aleck. You know why she got it? Because she likes wine. She's a wine bibber. You folk ever think I would ever set up a bottle of wine in front of you? But see, this is made from the grapes that God gave us out. And it doesn't take near as long as the... Remember how Christopher used to make wine? Wait and wait and wait. Well, we don't have to wait. Boy, I can't talk to you folk, can I? Your ability to understand where I'm coming from and where I'm headed is so zero, it's unbelievable. What an unbelieving generation. I got to constantly put up with unbelief, unbelief, unbelief. And where do you not believe me when I talk about you? If I talk about that one you believe. Stiff neck. Read some more, Brother Brown.
This only what I learn of you is receive you in the Spirit by the works of
I'd like you to let me learn that since you folk are so bewitched, I'd like to learn from you. What bewitched you? How did you get there?
Amen.
This only what I heard of you.
Y'all tell me. Teach me something.
Receive ye the Spirit by the words.
Have you received the Spirit?
By the words.
Well, have you received the Spirit?
Yes.
I asked you.
Yes.
Have you received the Spirit?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The Spirit of life, the Spirit of hope, Spirit of faith, Spirit of truth, Spirit of love. Where'd you get that from? From me?
No.
Read.
Or by the hearing of faith? Yes. Are you so foolish?
Are you so foolish?
Hmm. Having begun in the Spirit.
You start to know nothing about God. Nothing about truth.
Cool.
Hallelujah. You were in the flesh. You were of the flesh.
Yeah.
Know nothing about Spirit.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Amen.
But he was begun. Brother Brown.
Are you so foolish?
Are you so foolish?
Having begun in the Spirit?
Having begun in the Spirit?
Mm. Are you now made perfect by the flesh?
Are you now, what the hell? Are you expecting somebody to live a perfect life in the flesh?
My God.
Oh, you're perfect, right?
Oh.
Just
grace.
I've often said to you people, if I would go out here and become a hermit and never walked among any of you, never saw a woman, never saw a man, never saw a car, just sit there and meditate, would that make me holy?
No.
Would you accept me as a holy man?
No.
See, Jesus came down and walked right among us.
Yes.
And when I tell you the story about him with the little woman, y'all get all bent out of shape. See, he had no lust. So he could let that woman kiss his feet.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He wasn't worried about turning her on. No. There was no lust in him or in her. But there was lust in another guy's. So there's all what kind of woman. How do you guys know? How do you know what kind of woman she is?
Amen.
Amen. You won't budge, will you? You're so close to eternity, to the final judgment. The last couple of days I've played over and over again. The final. What?
Final call.
Call. Final call. Did you hear it? Sure. Hear the blessed Savior.
Calling thee oppressed.
You're not oppressed in this world. You're not heavy laden with cares of this life. With the deceitfulness of family and friends. See, there's all the folk that were at the little meeting yesterday. They said, listen, they won't listen to me. When I think of the mother over here, she longs for that boy to talk to her. He ignores her. He may not ignore his mother. And his father, he don't pay much attention anymore either. He's not listening to me right now. I promise he's not. And it's hard for us to believe. Just like I told Timothy the other day when I said, Timothy, I said, you and I better remember that our children are not going to be saved. The only hope we have is that third 1%. 99.99% of the children being born in this generation, which was most of you. So you're just the 1%, huh? And then God says, give me 100%. For 100% of your 1%, we got you all, he got you all. Glory! Put that grin on your face, Fort Patterson. I saw a grin come on your face.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you settled now? How many folk believe him? Tell them.
There's none like him in the earth.
Praise God.
Perfect and an upright man.
And you want me to be like you? I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. I'll tell you how to be willing, though. I was telling Brother Mike over there. Boy, Brother Mike, that brother come running to me. He said, I saw a miracle this morning. And I looked at him. Yeah. He said, because when you told the folk in the tavern, in the dining hall, to jump, Mike did it. Now, he's been here for quite a few years. He's never done that. He's never done it. And Kevin, where you at, Kevin?
Right here.
Will you please tell these folk what you said to me?
Brother Stay, I saw a miracle today.
Okay.
Brother Mike actually got up and he was doing this.
Hallelujah!
And then what else did you say?
It really blessed my soul.
No, what else did you say? Oh. You said, I never thought I'd see that.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see
that. Isn't that something? How'd you like to see it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I just said God dwells. When I say God dwells, what does that mean? Hey, what? No, he's here! No, Sister Wagner's getting a little more lively now. She's sitting around. I know she's starting to pick up a little in her praise. You know, Sister Brown. Because I warned her a long time ago, you didn't come right. So I spent a whole lot of time trying to get it right. Have I helped you?
Glory!
Try to get it right?
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yeah.
I will boldly say, well, he's here. Ridiculous, aren't we?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you something that God told me.
Right.
I've never thought that this would come to the point with this house, which questioned me about what God told me.
Hello.
But you do. One day God told me to make a move on her.
Oh, Jesus.
I did it right out in the open too.
Yeah.
If you'd have watched me, you'd have seen me. And now I'm more open now than before. Woo wee! Boy, oh boy. If I was going to lust now. I won't tell them that apart. Remember the old guy saying she knew me?
Okay. Yes.
Huh? She knew me, Brother. She knew with my clothes on. She knew with my clothes off. Oh, look at them.
Hallelujah.
See, it doesn't matter whether you got clothes on or off if you lust. After having escaped the Thanksgiving lust for turkey. Oh, how are you folk? I would always come home to Savannah Christmas and Thanksgiving. Always. Read some more, Brother Brown.
Have you suffered so many things?
Have you suffered so many things?
In vain?
In vain.
If it be yet in vain.
Hallelujah.
He therefore that ministereth to you.
You haven't suffered in vain. For if we suffer
with
him,
it
will go from vain to rain. Remember me delivering that to you just the other few days ago?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I came to the dining hall and said, look at it. Nobody remembers.
Yeah.
God. All night long.
What did I say?
God, that scripture's on you all night long.
What was it?
We suffer with him.
if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Wow! Wow! That's why the Apostle Paul's in the sufferings of this present time. I've been faithful a little part. God's going to make me rule over many. He might make me governor of South Carolina. He might make me the district attorney.
Glory! Glory!
You guys, boy, you're going to have a bunch of goats and sheep to take care of. Yeah, instead of goats, we're going to have some sheep. You know, sheep milk too.
Yeah,
that'll do.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Cattle on a thousand hills.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy. What spirit has bewitched you? You haven't left nothing.
No.
When you get what he gives you, that'll be nothing. I left all. Yeah, but wait till I give him my all. If you forsake your brothers, your sisters, your husbands, your wives, your daughters, see, in this life I'll give them to you a hundredfold. Boy, what in the world does a man have to do? I don't. What? Gee, I've already done it. I died on the cross. I let him put me in the tomb. And I told my brother, coming out the third day, and they didn't believe me.
Yes, Jesus. Glory. Yes, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless
your name. Adam, who told you you were naked?
All right.
Oh, glory.
Well, who told him?
Satan.
Eve. Satan seduced Eve. So instead of coming in, come on, Adam. Hey, baby. Look at her. You get it? You get it? She starts showing him her nakedness. Hmm? So he decides, better cover it, because how am I going to live with this? So he covered it. Well, what kind of preaching do you people hear? I mean, who knows how long they live naked? No clothes on, romping together, eating fruit. Then one day she saw the power of her flesh. Hey, Adam, look here. Start fantasizing a little bit. Then lust got in them. Then lust. And not a one of you yet was still from your heart. Say, preacher, I believe you when you tell me I'm not operating under lust.
All right. Hallelujah.
Look at them. If you was lusting after me, I wouldn't have a chance. She beat the fire. She don't rest that way. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, she sure gets overbearing. Well, your hair's not combed. Now she gets something when I say that. Because she... Oh, there's a spot. Oh, you stink. Just tell me that. See, I want you to change them underclothes this morning. Why? Because they stink. I said, I just put them on yesterday.
Imagine that. Right.
She got a snipper. She never tells me I smell good. All right, all right. How about you? Do I smell good? Huh? I'm not dead. I'm not in the tomb. By this time, he stinks. Well, I'm not in the grave.
No.
I've been in the prison for... Now I'm out.
Hallelujah.
Bound hand and foot when I came out.
Yeah.
I was bound hand and foot.
Yeah.
I still got a bond on my foot.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, if God ever breaks it off, the only reason I want to break off is so they can take away that shoes.
Hallelujah.
I still tremble at that. Suffer the little children to come unto me.
Hallelujah.
And forbid them not. Couldn't stand the way those children would run to me, could you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Any more, Brother Brown?
He therefore that ministereth to you, the Spirit, worketh miracles among you.
Wow. You know what Brother Kevin said to me when he brought
miracles?
He's a boy, he said, your faithfulness paid off. Because he heard me urging him. He heard me say, come on, boy.
Yes.
Heard me say, how it grieved me. He wasn't responding. Yes. See, he blessed my heart. He blessed your heart. And he blessed the heart of God. Glory be to God. I believe God is ready for you to stand up.
Hallelujah.
We're not done yet.
No.
All right. No.
Yes, I'm running.
Yes.
Trying to make 100.
Yes.
99. Won't do.
Amen.
I was watching Mike let the chickens out. Well, I questioned that, you know. I said to him, Mike, did you know the chickens are out? And then I found that he lets them out.
Yes.
Do they go back all right? Isn't that something? You ever hear the old thing, a chicken is home to roost? So all you do is keep that roost in good shape.
Yeah.
Open the door and they'll come in and go out.
Yeah.
Help clean up the bugs.
Yeah.
But they're all over the place. They ain't hurt nothing.
No.
They're not looking for you, they're looking for worms.
Yeah.
You're not a worm, are you?
No.
Now are we sons of God?
Yeah.
I saw one of them big old cocks walking around there, boy, with all these hands, and I stopped looking at you. You jealous? Cock-a-doodle-doo! Larry! Larry got a cock-a-doodle-doo. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
See, said it for so pleasantly three times to keep reminding you. Come on, Larry, you got it there. They're all listening, Larry. One. Two. And that cock crows three times. We're not going to deny him. No. You know what? A flock of hens would be worth without a rooster. Huh? Don't you know what makes them lay eggs? The rooster. Then old hens go through birth almost every day. Yeah, they do. Don't you know what an egg is? It's a little chicken size. Amen. A lot of little chicken in there from the rooster.
Hallelujah.
You ever seen a mate? Have you ever seen a hen fight? No way. A rooster gets up on her back and she just... She'll try to balance herself, but she don't fight the rooster.
Nope.
Oh, thank you, Amen.
That's why them roosters walk around so proud. What's wrong with you people? Why can't we speak things that are very true? Because we're too carnal. You know, recently it was told about how men who have sex with their chickens.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Did you have a way?
Yeah.
Sex is sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told about a guy had sex with a tailpipe on a car. And the cops come up to try to stop. He wouldn't stop. Do you understand a tailpipe?
Yeah.
Huh? He was actually doing that. That lust. That lust. Consumes.
Yeah.
How much did it consume you? Was in the world? What were you? What were you called? A consumer.
Yes.
In that time.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You were a consumer.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise your name.
Boy, you can't talk to people, God. They're so smart. They're so smart. And they somehow convince being smart is wise. They're not the same. Every smart wise, street wise, I'm not living no street.
Hallelujah.
You made me, people.
Yeah.
This is the way I've talked to you for almost 3 years now.
Glory.
That's why I mentioned about the Iranians. The guy actually used the word thunder.
Yes.
They said, you give us any trouble, we're going to attack you like thunder.
Mm-hmm. From, yeah.
That's why we sent a pilot plane back over to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
That's why we sent our aircraft carrier into the Persian Gulf again.
Yeah.
I didn't know they do that. They're prepared for war. Your destruction is being planned. Preparation being made.
Yeah.
We are going to attack Iran and obliterate them. And in the process, they're going to blast America off the map. You hear me, America?
God.
You hear me?
Amen.
I speak unto you, America.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You think God's going to change his word?
No.
This ministry was raised up with that message.
Right.
Went all the way across the country.
Hallelujah.
Remember the old guy? Isn't this something?
Amen.
Nethery. Missouri, Louisiana. My last stop. I'm on my way coming back.
Glory to God.
Thank you. You folk are so beautiful. But I don't get from you. I hear you.
Okay.
I told you 100 times. I tell you again. Will you believe me?
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You don't put no hope in America. No hope in the United States. No hope in Mr. Trump.
Amen.
The only hope in Mr. Trump is that he turns out to be what I believe he's going to be.
Right. Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
This guy is some boy.
Yeah. Thank you.
He really is. Yeah. The thing that amazes me, how many people did, brother, God raised him up. Yes. God raised America up.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind about it.
Yeah.
And God blessed America.
Yeah.
Now he's going to curse it.
Yeah.
The blessings have been turned into a curse.
Yeah.
Oh, we still honor God, but not the God of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to know who the real God is through Jesus Christ. For the ones that are in Christ will cry out, He is Lord. He is God.
Hallelujah.
How these guys use the word God so.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm not against Mr. Trump.
No.
I'm not against America.
No.
God bless. Yes. Unto many nations, America, but unto you, it's a prophet said. They're crying for me all over. Come to Ethiopia. Come to India. Come to Pakistan. But God don't send me there. He told me, don't go no more.
No.
I'm not going. I don't go to the upper room no more. I don't go to victory no more. God said, don't go no longer to them. Go to the ones who lost sheep. Where are they? Well, we've gathered them. I keep bothering with you. Come back when I started had this what we call gathering in the church world. They did not call them gathering. They used to call them revival. Conventions. And all ones on saying gathering.
Yes.
Shall we gather?
Gathering.
That won't be a convention.
No.
That won't be convenient.
No.
Gathering.
Yes.
I shall gather again.
Praising the Lord.
Together. You'll be changed. Now, you got the job on me because your hair is like wool. Hello there, Wooly. Better be straightened out. You try to straighten your hair? Them old curls, they still want to straighten. Do my job trying to straighten y'all out.
Yeah.
Y'all so curly. Takes a hot iron to do it. Any more, Brother Brown?
Doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
You testify. Have I done this by the works of the law?
No.
Or have I done it by the works of faith?
Faith.
Really? Yes. You really believe that?
Yes.
Lord.
Lord. Lord.
never thought it would take so much faith to keep coming digging such a burden. At first it was easy.
Amen.
Now it's now it takes real faith.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
I wonder if old Burgess thought that I thought he'd come to argue. You had no argument, Burgess.
No.
Why would I think you come to argue? You either. What issue you want to take up with me?
God's will. God bless you.
Last week, my good little old shrimp, who I run off one time, you all remember that time, Timothy? Remember? What was his name? Hey, boy. Where's Dave? Huh? Where's Chris?
Glory to God.
Where are you?
Glory.
First, you know, people, I can't believe we're an insane generation. This guy that I'm talking about met me in Cincinnati and then later on told me that God told him, just like Mark Hodgkin.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.
I remember the day when UPS pulled up with a flower bouquet. Right, timed perfectly. How'd that guy do that? Mark knew that we had dinner at 3. So before dinner time, he went, I didn't even see him go. Can you just look at this? I'd like, will you all look at me, please, and see if I can't demonstrate the way you're looking at me? Come on, look at me. Watch me. Watch me.
Oh, God.
I watched it happen with brother from New Zealand this morning. He looked at me and wants to know what he's trying to say. Man, I'd know by this time if I'd mention he's here.
Here.
Are y'all ready for that? Boy, would you be in trouble if I hollered every time I saw him? He's here. You believe you see it? I'll tell you where he is. Right here.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's our beauty of Jesus. No, I've been commanded to let you see the anger of God. No, I did have to, but this is such a wicked generation. It's going to wipe us out if we don't stop it. If we don't turn from our wicked ways.
Amen.
That's right. Wicked. Wicked. I'd like to say afraid right here, but I'm afraid because people don't say that. See, we think our good works is acceptable to God. And they're not.
Amen.
But I've done so much for you. I've done so much. That don't mean nothing. It's what he's done. It's not what you have done. It's what he's done. It's not by any works of righteousness. Because a lot of things you do it because you believe it's right. Boy, you won't budge, will you? You just won't concede, will you? Any more?
Hallelujah.
Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Mm.
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scriptures foreseeing that God was justified, the heathen, through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed, with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law.
Amen.
In the sight of God.
Amen.
In other words, we don't just throw the law out the window.
No.
The law has a purpose.
Yes. Yes.
Thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
The purpose is that thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Amen.
The purpose is don't commit adultery.
Amen.
But if you do, please remember there's another law.
Amen.
Come on, you sinners. I give Timothy a little help, and that's why he keeps doing what he's doing. Yeah. He's allowing himself. Yeah. Why is he? His own question was, why do you allow it? Well, why are you allowing it? And so then I came back with an answer.
Yes.
Huh? Blessed is the man who will not condemn himself. So that's part of his problem right now, because he's not going to condemn himself.
See?
He's not going to do that. You shouldn't do it either.
Amen.
Don't condemn yourself.
No.
Because Jesus Christ did not come to condemn. If he comes to you, he don't come to condemn. He'll come to judge, but he won't come to condemn. Will you allow him to do that?
Hallelujah.
Oh, Burgess, I didn't come to argue. I didn't come down there to argue. I just wanted to see his face. I just wanted to see him stand in my face. Come on, you devil, stand in my face. Come on, stand. Come on, you snot nose, you problem last week. Tell me to come down here and I'll be there this week. Come on, I said. And he didn't come. Come on, Satan, show yourself. Come on, tribulation. Come on, adversities. See, when I think about Abram, there's one thing that always troubled me about that story.
Staggered not.
And I've told you, I staggered. I staggered at a promise. God gave me a promise that Jesus Christ is coming in my lifetime, your lifetime. And it don't look like it, huh? But it's coming. I've got to hold the profession of my faith without wavering, but I wavered.
Hallelujah.
You know, I can tell you things and you just don't get it. How did Paul get to Rome? Why should I appeal to Caesar? I told your wife did that because the Jews was out to kill him. And he knew it wasn't his time. He just knew it. Just knew it. When he finally got to the point where the Jews could kill him because the Jews killed him. Oh, what's his name? Send him back to Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it wasn't the Jews that killed Jesus. It was the Romans. No, it was the Jews. It was the Jews.
Hallelujah.
The Romans just pleasing the Jews. Keep them quiet. What's wrong with you people? Why can't I get this small group of people with that clearness of mind?
Hallelujah.
Well, you say so many things are so hard to understand. What do you mean, God, in all our getting? Get understanding. Well, how do we get it? Be not unwise. Don't be too wise. And you'll get some understanding.
Hallelujah.
You're too wise. You know, you think you know so much. The wisdom of this world, foolishness.
Hallelujah.
Are you folk out there calling me every week? I'm not against Mr. Trump. He's the closest man that I know of on this earth who will fulfill the man of sin. The man of sin is a man who is so full of sin that even his righteousness is sin.
My Lord, yes, Lord.
The man's a liar. And what bothers me is how come we people who know truth don't know the man's a liar?
Amen.
Hey, all you guys, you're writing again. We're supposed to pray for Mr. Trump. I'll pray for him. Fill up your cup, sir.
Amen.
Now to think yourself, that's why I hope he makes a move towards Israel soon.
Amen.
They didn't talk about him making the move towards Iran here before the elections. Hey! What's wrong with you people? I named the cities. And God told me to get out of the city. And then I came down to the city. And then God said, get out of the city.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, Buster, you know, we've heard you tell that, but come on.
Glory. Glory, glory.
Did he make a way to get out of the city?
Glory.
How did he do it? Did it involve money? You told me this, you told me that. And these folks don't believe this only.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You know, people, the way God dealt with me ought to really give you some hope.
Amen.
Because
yes.
None of your sin by God have. And yet he's showing so much mercy.
Amen. 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 Lord.
Shut me up, God.
Mercy. Thank you, Lord.
Just shut me up.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't wait till next week.
Thank you for your mercy.
Do it right here.
Hallelujah.
My dear. And you know what I'm gonna tell you? Though God slay me, kill me right here, I'm still gonna trust him. It's amazing how we talk to you folk, and you the scriptures don't seem to mean a damn thing.
Glory.
You know who said that?
Joe.
None like him.
Yes, Lord.
Perfect. Shunned evil. And God wouldn't make that evil.
Glory.
Even though he wouldn't listen to him.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
You won't budge, will you? You're going to budge.
Yes, Lord.
If you're God's election, he's going to whoop the hell out of you. He's not going to let you no king with that hell inside of you. That unbelief, that he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. You're coming to the final judgment. That's what tribulation is.
Yes.
It's judgment.
Glory.
And the only ones going to be counted worthy to go through the great tribulation are the very elect.
Hallelujah.
We're in tribulation now, but nothing like it's going to be. Oh, poor Gino.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God.
See, the Lord brings stories back to me, and I tell them all to you. How about the mistletoe? The mistletoe. That should have got me fired. See, I unloaded a truck that came from up north of Pennsylvania with Christmas trees all tied in bundles. And I unloaded them, put them out in front of the store, took the ropes, spread them out, make them look real nice. And then my job was to sell them. And we started with $5, $10, you know, different. Am I talking plain? I had to shake them out and put them in the section. Taller trees. And the people would come by, and I was supposed to sell them. Now, those people were poor. You know, I don't know what to say. That was way back in the 30s. I was 16. I don't care what you guys, your father wouldn't act like that. When your father saw me, he didn't act like that. No, he didn't. When Owen died, and I just seen him. That's what we're trying to do. You see me, we're getting you ready to die. Oh, boy. What do you do, Lord? What else do you do? I don't know what else to do. I tell him. I describe it.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Lord. I'm laughing at you. Just the road 7 this morning. Change your shorts. And she made sure I changed them. She don't let me do them by myself. You folks, you're so short. Change your shorts. The ones you're using stinks. All of sin. So change your shorts. You'll make yourself bare. You know, that's what this life is all about. We are able to see in the natural how we do things in the spiritual. The body of Christ. You got a fashion clothes on it? How's he going to dress us up? With his righteousness.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be made the righteous of God.
Hallelujah.
We might be stripped bare, then covered in righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Going to change your drawers. What kind of panties you got on? You? I don't think they fit these other ones. They'd probably drown your panties because you got a big butt back there. Boy. You don't believe me? Come here. I'll show them. There's not another woman like this in this place. Not a one. Look, turn around. Look at her. Way up here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ooh.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
She didn't have a good looking butt.
Nope. Thank you, Lord.
How do I know? I'm a butter. But. I feel so sorry for you. It was in the resurrection morning. When the dead, there'd be no more but. No more but. I'm going heaven, but. No, no, I'm going. No more but. Come on, but you right out of the way. Oh, that must anger some of you folks. How in the world he's acting like that? I'm not acting. I know judgment day. I have to lay down. Almost, I never mind. If I couldn't describe it, some of you folks, but you start getting pains here, some back in here, numbness in the arm. I don't believe them. Okay, then don't. Dear fool, oh foolish Galatians. God told you to believe the prophet. Well, now, if I know who the prophet is, tell him who he is, God. No, you tell him. I am he. A woman called me yesterday. I don't even know who she is. She said, sir, heard you for a second or third time. She said, I never sensed so much love. I'm looking at you know what God is?
Love.
You know what a man of God is?
Love.
You know what a child of God is?
Love.
Hallelujah. True. Glory. Bless you, Lord.
So when bitterness comes out of you and anger, and that ain't love. But when you suffer yourself, you defraud it and take the blame for somebody else, and that's love. God commended his love towards you that while you were yet a sinner, he offered you blood that was shed for sinners. Each drop of blood, now this is not literally true, but figuratively faithfully. Each drop of blood will be a million years. Who can conceive that? Who can conceive a million years? A soul was born each time he shed a tear. He broke the chain that fetters you and me. He bought my soul. And because he died, we'll live. Since the burdens, I am not going to ask you to come up and give me a hug. Because
no.
Last time I thought you were going to run me right through the wall. Are you ready? Are you ready? Isn't that something? She's up there asking me if I'm ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Give him a hug. That young man learning anything?
Yes,
have you had to push a button yet?
Praise God.
We don't need some milk. We don't need them cut wood.
No.
We don't need them mop the floors. We can use them and all them things, but we just put them where we need them.
Yeah.
And there won't be too many girls around them. So you want to play basketball, huh?
Yeah.
She still thinks she could beat me. You'll find out. I'm the winner. I bet Pope win the game, but they never beat me. They never beat me. I've had a lot of folk win skirmishes with me, but they never beat me. Now he beat me. And now with just a few stripes. Many stripes. You love me, huh?
Yeah.
Be with many stripes. I'm going to correct you, boy. Our Father,
which art in
heaven, hallowed. Open your mouth. Don't look around. The judge is going to be watching your face.
All right.
Those are the words he told me.
All right.
And the only time he talked to me was when they were going through the bail situation. And they got the little line about the young people. No physical contact with anybody under 16. My Lord looked at me and said, can you live with that? Can you abide by that? I'm going to throw you folk out of here.
Amen.
I'm so damn tired of you folk. Just, every time I start talking about anything, you go blank, and then you don't hear a thing I say. That's why I said to the brothers that I don't think the judge meant. Now, what I did do after that, when we got in the back, I said to the attorney, I said, does that mean I can't have children on? He said, it would be wise. In other words, he said, don't give them nothing. And that's one reason why for 2 years. But the judge did not say that. Like, and now, on top of that, they can't come here. As long as I don't put my hands on. Now, the tragedy about that is, when I was here before, them kids would run up here. Now these guys are forbidden them from doing that. See, I could even be here and they could hug me, and I could not hug, still not touch them. Come on, little one. See? I didn't touch her.
No.
Three husbands. And the one you got now is not your husband. Oh, you poor people. My people are being destroyed because they have no ability to understand truth.
Now, Lord.
You're living in a world where everyone, your family, your kinfolk, turns the truth into a lie.
Amen.
We don't need him. You don't need that. We don't need each other. We don't need him. I don't have to live like this. Hey. They turn on a turkey gobbler. And everybody shows up. And I thought, because I heard somebody say that one girl was up there, Amy. Amy was so beautiful. Now she's going to have a baby. After all the preaching, I told you there's one reason why you shouldn't get married. So you get married, you're going to have a baby. And then you're going to have trouble. You say, oh, not your children. Nah. How many years ago did God tell me, get out of the cities, get out of debt? And I'll tell you again, you will never get out of debt living in the city.
All right.
And you'll never get out of debt putting up with your kids, because they'll keep asking for more and more and more. They'll want you to love them, but they won't love you.
Hallelujah.
We talk about my children like that. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you the first time I went through that. What did I say? I didn't say where I was. I was in the Granada Hotel, right across from the Brooklyn Academy of Music. You see why I don't want to preach to you folk?
Hallelujah.
You just sit there and you're so nonchalant. And I tell you how God began to tell me things when I was just young.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
I was in a basement because they let me rent that for a whole lot less. It was run by the mafia. Mm-hmm. The mafia treated me better than most Christians. Yeah. What? Then my mafia leader say, man of the cloth.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
I give my word and they take it. Of course, if you didn't keep it. We knew their reputation.
Hallelujah.
And after a while, I could rent a hotel for them people and tell them I'll pay when I get there. Before that, they make you pay. Boy, you people are just so dense. I can't believe you're so dense. I really can't. Well, we've heard that before. What's wrong with... Tell me what I heard before. What's wrong with... Wait, is Jesus coming? You like that? Tell me another preacher. Tell me one on the face of this earth that told you that. Tell me! Tell me! All we got to see is coming. But nobody knows when.
Right.
You know they've done it so much that most people don't even know when they're saved.
Amen.
So they try to let you learn how to save by good works. And you've done all them good works and you still don't know you're saved. Because you're not saved by works. You're saved by faith. Tell me I'm saved by any other way? Filthy rags.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Now don't you weep for me when I'm gone. Because when I leave, I'm going to see Jesus. Hey, come and go with me. For some reason or other, we always want to play exemptions.
Right.
You know.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
See, I don't ask too many questions because I know what the answers are.
Thank you, Jesus.
But then I saw a picture. You show me a picture. Who was in that picture?
Caleb.
Caleb. Her only son.
Hallelujah.
He wouldn't talk to her. He goes up there because, and then he takes the woman with him. I'm just see what people are doing.
Hallelujah.
What defiance. I agree with you about Naomi. She's up there, not today, see? But she wouldn't go to that day because she didn't want to see this one, she didn't want to see that one. Yeah.
Okay.
And they all like, they always like to see her too, yeah, they like hell. So they'll go like that. Their mouth will run.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to budge, are you? Just wait till your kids turn on you. Just wait till they bring you their trash. When they mess up. Of course, you'll forgive them and you'll help them. But will we help them? Help them on their way to hell a lot of times. I don't know if things change, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lepers can't change their spots. You're going to have to be changed completely. You can't keep on being a leper. You have to become a sheep. And the only one I know can take a leopard and make a sheep out of it is a good shepherd. A good shepherd. He looks over the old leopard and says, hey, sheep. We're children of God because he said so. Hey, sinner. Hey, saint. Come on, saints. I called you to be saints. So stop howling with the dogs.
Glory.
Or running with the wolves.
Glory.
Thank you,
Father.
You're the mannequins. I can't for the life understand how people doesn't know that that has happened. Happening now. All you do is holler, lights, 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 lights. I got a right to marry another man if I'm a man. But you won't fit together. Oh, we'll find a way. That's filthy, isn't it? You don't know what two male homosexuals do. Huh?
Hallelujah.
They're very good with the butthole. But oh, don't talk. they're not ashamed of it no more.
No.
Mm.
No.
You can't come in here, but if they walk to that front door, the only thing that would spare us here right now is that we're private property.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
That's the only thing. Because this is set up as a public worship.
Oh.
You couldn't stop.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
If this was a public housing project, you couldn't stop.
That's right.
The law is on their side.
That's right. Yes, it is.
So what keeps us from that, Grace?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord bless you. We're about ready to see the world on fire. And that's what I try to tell you. When I went across the country, that's what I was preaching.
Hallelujah.
Remember the old hippie?
Yes.
I still won't ever forget that. I was preaching the destruction of America. And they would like me to change that. I'm not going to change that. America is going to be destroyed. Hear me, America. Oh, I'm proud of American. Keep on. And pride. Come on, get real proud. Come on, Mr. Trump, get proud. You're going to make America great again. Well, see, that can't be so. Because America was never, never great. From its very beginning, with wars and killings and stealing and robbing. The world can't even escape the corruption in America.
No.
Hollywood's everywhere. How come you know so much? Because I'm in this world. I learned from the world then. What have you learned? I learned not to love it. I used to. But I'll mention that. You know, I've been all over this country and I've never went to one sightseeing place. One of the most profound sightseeing places is right over in Charleston. They come about 100,000 every year. It sits out there in the bay. It's a ship. I forget the name of it.
USS Yorktown.
Say that again.
USS Yorktown.
USS Yorktown. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Tourists come from all over the world to go visit that ship. I've been right by the area. Never go. I've never been to Bunker Hill. Mm-hmm. Or Valley Forge. Mm. Or to the White House.
Right.
Amen.
Or to the Washington Monument.
Right.
Glory. Yes.
Or the Gettysburg Cemetery. I've been to Hollywood. Never visited. Never.
Glory.
I just have no interest in it.
Right.
Glory.
Amen.
I've been to where the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. It's marked. You can see the trail. Anybody know about that?
Yeah.
The British are coming.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got news for them. The British are still coming. Boy, oh boy. You folk, what I'm trying to say is, why didn't I do that? I've been in New York, and only one time did I even go to Empire State Building because my son came, and he wanted to see it.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Staten Island. For a long time, I avoided it never. What? See, you're not getting the picture. Why didn't I go to those places? People go to New York by the thousands for sightseeing.
Amen.
Oh, they went to Broadway. Coney Island. Never been there. Never. Anybody hear about Coney Island? What is it? I've never been there. Never. You've been to New York and never been to Coney Island. I saw the Empire State Building because you couldn't help but see it.
Hallelujah.
I actually stood up when my son came. He wanted to see, so I took him. I actually stood on the ground where A. Allen. I actually looked through the telescope. He saw more through that telescope than I could see. All I'm saying to you, why didn't I go? I don't know why. I just didn't go. Went to Florida every year for 10 years. Never sightseed. The one time I did, So Jenny wanted to go. So we went to Bahamas, and first thing I saw her do, jump out in the pool. I didn't go swim with her. All I'm saying is, why didn't I do it? I was a young man, full of life and vigor. You got to just kept me.
Right.
That's all I know.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Got an opportunity to do it. I just didn't do it.
Right.
Went to Chicago. Pacific Garden Missions. Never went to it. Folk would go by the thousands at Pacific Garden Missions. I was never on a sightseeing trip. St. Louis, Missouri was a great artist. You see, you're not going to help me out, are you? You're not going to ignore. Why did I not go to those places? All I can say, I just didn't go.
Hallelujah.
I was on a mission.
Yes.
God sure kept me.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Father.
And then one night in Harlan, I ran out. I told you about that one too. I actually stood where they killed Malcolm X. Malcolm X was killed by, his daughter says, Mr. Farrakhan.
Yeah.
And Mr. Farrakhan hasn't denounced her because she looked him right in the face. I saw her talking to him on an interview. She looked at Mr. Farrakhan and said, "Why did you kill my father?" There's a reason why he did it. Yeah, because he was the next one in line. And he was taught under Elijah Muhammad of black Muslims. So he wasn't trying to recruit anybody else but black folk. So he made an annual visit to Mecca, where over 1 million Muslims showed up from all over the world. And half of them went in black. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught black Muslims. Well, he's wrong, all Muslims are not black. They've done so best to try to prove that Jesus was black. Well, he was white. But he wasn't black either.
Amen. Amen.
Now see, you folks, you're just not going to give in, are you? You little old intellectual. All I'm saying to you, how do I explain being here?
Oh, God.
Why is it beating on my door right now? I'm on the air. You can hear me. The only one that ever protested outside that gate was people that lived on these grounds.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The Jews. Yeah.
We met a guy the other day from Richard Knows him. He came out and wants something. And he's a fellow I rented the ground from, his father.
Right.
He never said nothing but good things to me. And you can ask him, "Have you heard about me?" "Oh yeah, I read about me in the paper."
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I challenge you to go around this neighborhood, see if you can find anybody who doesn't know anything about me, and then see how they talk. They won't say nothing to me. No, they won't.
Oh, God.
In fact, I once said the other day, "You're a good man." I said, "Oh, no, hold it. Why do I do that?" Because there's none good.
None. Amen.
I can't accept that.
Hallelujah.
I can't let that pump me up. I'm not a good man.
No.
There never had been one.
No.
Think I'm going to be the first one?
Hallelujah.
No. The only good man that ever came was Jesus. He was the first one, and he's going to be the last one. And we'll be perfectly joyful. joined to him. We'll be one with him. And when we get to heaven, we won't be a man. We'll be transformed. Think I'll mess with sex up there. I mess with that. God ain't gonna do that again. I did with first man Adam. The last man ain't gonna do that. So neither marry nor. See, I don't know why you folk don't respond. What do you think? When I get to heaven, they said to Jesus, whose wife is she going to be? And Jesus said, you guys, you have no conception in heaven. There ain't going to be no male or female. There ain't going to be no mamas and daddies. That's what he said. So we're going to be like the angel. There won't be no penises or no wombs. No. Tell mother, nothing, you ain't gonna be the mamas there.
Hallelujah. Glory.
See, who bold enough to tell you that?
Thank you.
Huh?
Thank you.
There's not gonna be no babies there.
No.
There won't be no babies there.
No.
Huh? There'll be saints there.
Hallelujah.
Well, what a transformation.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Job, he was complaining. And God went after him. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay right here. And I'm going to wait till my change comes. What kind of change you waiting on? I'm going to get rid of these boils. I'm going to get rid of stinky flesh. Shall we stand? That fat around. Go lay it all down. Oh boy, sister. Think about that. What hope you got.
Yes.
I see you living with that big body.
Hallelujah.
You don't always want to do right, does it?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, good.
Oh, you got a little pain there?
Oh, no.
What's that? Ooh, got a lot of fat there. Good napping place. I'm trying to encourage you folks.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
We should be changed. You said let me lift my voice.
Hallelujah!
Well, what should I lift my voice for? Cares all past. Oh! Forever! Wow! Won't it be wonderful there? No more Charlene to bear. God bless you all. Come Lord Jesus. Because the revolution over in Iran, over in Europe, over in China, the world events are devastating. upon the earth there is distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves are roaring. And from the White House to the outhouse, there's confusion. And I'm not even sure if anybody's listening to the broadcast. We get very few calls, very little response.